I grew up in Milwaukee, and I entered the Jesuits there. And part of my Jesuit training took me to Western South Dakota. I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but I lived 13 miles off a paved road in the middle of nowhere, where mail delivery was 3 days a week. And there was a road, a paved road, that led from Pierre, South Dakota, to Sturgis. Now, if you know Sturgis, you know it's famous for a bike rally every summer. And this road was kind of a dangerous road as a result. It was Highway 34, and it had hills and valleys and winding ways. And if you drove too fast, you never knew if coming over a rise in the road, you might come across some cattle being led along into pasture land. So the state decided at one point that this road was too dangerous and it had to be upgraded. The valleys had to be filled in, the hills had to be taken down, the winding parts needed to be adjusted to make the road safer for everyone. That's the image we have in today's readings. The reading from Baruch was designed to give strength and hope and consolation to people who had been taken prisoner from Jerusalem and led into a foreign country as exiles. And God promised them that he would make the way straight and smooth for them to return home. That's Baruch. And in the gospel, John the Baptist is the prophet who is going to prepare the highway for God's people to meet the Lord and for the Lord to come upon and meet his people. So our readings are about road building, spiritual road building. And what does that have to do with us? Well, we all know that Advent is a time to prepare for Christmas, not just having presents, getting the tree ready and decorations, but preparing our hearts to meet the Lord in a new way. We prepare to meet the Lord at the end of time, and some people claim that with the end of the Mayan calendar, the world is going to end this coming December 21st. Personally, I don't believe that. At any rate, whether Christ comes soon at the end of time, or whether he comes at the end of our time, the end of our lives, we need to be prepared. And we need to be prepared to meet him every day as he comes to us in the events of our lives. So what does this road building mean for us? Part of it is leveling the hills and mountains of pride. All of us, I think, struggle in one way or another with pride and ego, wanting to build ourselves up. And the antidote to this is humility. Now, humility is not beating yourself up and thinking of yourself as the worst. I once heard it put this way. Now, listen very carefully. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. You see the difference. It's not thinking less of yourself that I'm no good, but it's getting the attention off yourself and putting it on God and other people. That's true humility. And part of the humility that levels the hills of pride in our lives is gratitude. Recognizing that everything we are, everything we have, comes from God. Even the talents that we have, that we use to acquire possessions, comes from God. So we level the hills of pride and we fill in the valleys of discouragement in our lives. In one way or another, we all get discouraged. Discouragement never comes from God. God doesn't use discouragement to motivate us. Discouragement always comes from the devil to get us hopeless, despairing, to give up. So we are to fill in the discouragement. And the way we do that is to try to live one day at a time in the present, not focusing on what we've done in the past that doesn't measure up or wasn't good. We can't dwell in the past with our failures or weaknesses, nor can we live in the future with worry. How are we ever going to maintain this spiritual life or whatever it might be? That kind of worry doesn't come from God. But to live in the present, that will help us fill in the valleys of discouragement. And the curves, the windings in our life. Pope John Paul, Blessed John Paul II, once speaking about Psalm 51, said that one of the Hebrew words for sin in that psalm is twisting and curving, getting off track. And that's what sin is. So during this time of Advent, it's a very special time for us to get rid of the windings, get back on track. And the way we do that is through the sacrament of reconciliation. This Advent is a very special one because we're living it in a very graced year. As you know, Pope Benedict declared a year of faith. And so we're celebrating Advent during this year of faith, which Pope Benedict said is a summons to an authentic and renewed conversion to the Lord. Conversion meaning turning. We turn away from pride, from discouragement, from sin, and we turn toward the Lord. And this helps us to see God in our daily lives. Even our temptations, the Lord can use as an opportunity for us to grow in particular virtues. I often hear people talk about the temptation they have to become impatient. And I ask people, do you ever pray for patience? And usually I'll get an answer like this: yes, I pray all the time, every day, and God is just not quick in answering my prayers. I say, okay, I see the point. You're impatient. But we expect when we pray like that, that patience is going to come out of the blue, almost like a muscle. We pray, Lord, give me biceps. It doesn't come out of the blue. But just as physical muscles develop through exercise, so the spiritual muscles, which are the virtues, like patience, or chastity, or faith, or hope, or charity, whatever the virtue, it only grows through exercise. When we pray for patience, don't be surprised when the Lord loads on all kinds of opportunities throughout your day to exercise patience. That's how we grow in these virtues. Exercise is needed. And so we have this parish mission, a time of retreat for parishioners, a time to learn about exercising the virtues. It's a time to get back on track, to convert, to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And I invite you to come and be part of that. This evening at 7 o'clock, we'll be talking about going deeper in our relationship with God. Tomorrow night, we'll talk about how the deepest we can go is to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, where he unites himself to us. So we'll reflect on the great mystery of the Eucharist. And then on Tuesday night, we'll be speaking about how that practically affects our lives, how this helps us to live the Christian life. And we'll have some practical advice for that. Each evening, we'll begin also with the opportunity for the sacrament of reconciliation. So I'll be available for about an hour or so before the parish mission talks each evening. So I invite you to come and be part of this parish mission. Please pray for the Lord to open up the hearts of everyone in the parish to receive the grace he wants to give us during this time. And we do this with the confidence that St. Paul gave us in our second reading, where he said, I am confident of this, that the one, God, who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. He will continue to complete the work he has begun in each one of us if we continue to give him the opportunity to do so.
God is leading us in joy by the light of his glory. With sincere trust, we now pray.
That during this year of faith, the zeal and fervor of John the Baptist will inspire and renew the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For those who hold public office will spend themselves selflessly for the cause of true righteousness, freedom, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For our parish community, that God, who has begun the good work of drawing us together in faith, will continue to bring it to completion this Advent. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. That love within families will increase evermore in knowledge of what is truly good and valuable. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For the restoration of religious liberty in our country, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For the upholding of marriage, for its sanctity and dignity as the union of one man and one woman for life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in any way, for Christians around the world who are persecuted, for all who suffer from injustice, violence, or the effects of war in places like Afghanistan, and for members of our armed forces in those places, that they come home safely, and for all veterans, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For all our loved ones who are homebound in hospitals or nursing homes, may God comfort them and give them his peace. And also for all who are sick, including Kimberly Moots, we pray to the Lord. Please pray often for our loved ones who have died, for all the souls in purgatory, for those who have no one to pray for them, and for the attention of this Mass, St. Mary and Nativity BVM parishioners. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, fill us this Advent with the affection of Christ Jesus, so that we will become ever closer to you and to each other in the communion of the Church. We ask this through Christ our Lord.